Jesus, be the center, be my source, be my light, Jesus. Jesus, be the center, be my hope, be my song, Jesus, be the fire in that I live, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus.
Evening. It's good to be back. It's nice to be back together. It's nice to have had an ice break last week. As I said, the weather wasn't wonderful, but it did mean we didn't do that much either. So it was quite nice to sort of have a quiet time and catch up with the family and things. It's certainly a warm one today. It was up in the 30s earlier. 31, I think. When I got in the car earlier today, it was 35 on our drive, which is pretty hot for this country. That is pretty warm. And the reason I was getting in the car early afternoon this afternoon is that I had to go and retrieve a delivery. I retrieve a failed delivery. For the second time in just over a fortnight, yesterday, I was sitting in our lounge and I had a message on my phone: your parcel has been delivered. And I was thinking, well, no, it hasn't. And I had a look around the house and around outside, and I couldn't see a parcel delivered anywhere. And eventually Amanda found one of these slips that had been dropped into the post box. Now, I'm not quite sure which company it was, to be honest. And I'm not sure how hard the guy tried to deliver, because we were there and our doorbell works. But anyway, so I had to head off this afternoon. It wasn't Royal Mail, so I ended up in a part of Newport I've never been to before, so at least I got to see a bit of Newport that I've never seen. But deliveries are a big business, aren't they? You know, it is a bit of a nuisance when something that's supposed to be delivered doesn't get delivered and you've got to go and find it. But deliveries are a big business now, and lockdown has enhanced that. We've all got accustomed to ordering things and having them delivered. Jeff Bezos, who's the founder and chief executive of Amazon, he was already the richest man in the world before lockdown. He's more or less doubled his wealth, I believe, during the period of lockdown. He's worth something well, put it this way, he gave his ex-wife $17 billion in their divorce settlement just before, yeah, $140 billion, yeah, and he's more than made up for that during lockdown, so that's how much he's worth. That's not an insignificant amount of money. But logistics companies generally, anything that has to be delivered, has done very well out of this. There are certain things that have done well. Other businesses have been devastated by it. Well, without wanting to sound too contrived and too trite, my mind was drawn to a few verses. And we have, as believers, we have a delivery driver who is ultra reliable. We have an ultra reliable delivery driver. In fact, I'd say he's the eternal delivery driver. So let's just think for a few minutes about some verses that my mind was drawn to with the help of a search engine, I have to be honest. But Mark chapter 9 and verse 31. For Jesus was teaching his disciples, and he said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise." Perhaps less so at the moment, because we're all getting used to it, but deliveries are normally an exciting thing, aren't they? When they come through the post or when they're delivered to us, we normally get excited about it. It's normally something we've been waiting for a while, or it might be a birthday or a Christmas present. But it just made me think this afternoon that reminded me this afternoon that the greatest Christmas present of all time was at that first Christmas. The greatest present of all time, the greatest present that anyone can receive, was given in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was God's love poured out upon us, God's love lavished on us in him. In a world that was helpless and hopeless and unable to help itself, when humanity had no hope, when there was nothing any of us could do to make ourselves worthy in God's sight, there was nothing any of us could do that could rescue ourselves before God, God delivered his only Son into the hands of men. Into the hands of people like you and me, who beat him and broke him and bruised him and put him to death. The perfect sacrifice, the price for sin, to redeem us from the punishment that you and I deserve. And if we hold our hands up, we say, yes, we deserved it. But he took it for us, a debt we could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. Well, in days gone by, people were sent to debtor's prison because they couldn't pay their debts. Well, he did it so that we can be delivered. He was delivered into the hands of men so that we can be delivered. Jesus our Lord, this is Romans chapter 4 and verse 24 and 25. Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. The debt we owed didn't involve debtor's prison. It involved hell for eternity. It involved separation from God for eternity. It was the death of death. But now in him I am forgiven. I am raised to life. I am justified. Completely clean, pure, spotless in God's sight. Not because of my own righteousness, but because of his. Because of his perfect, his perfection, his perfect sacrifice, his personal perfection, where he fulfilled everything that God could possibly have asked him to do. I'm forgiven. I'm reconciled. I'm justified. And he did it for my justification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verses 1 to 1, verse 10 says this: Jesus delivers us from the wrath to come. He delivers us from the wrath to come. Well, deliveries sometimes get lost, don't they? They sometimes go to the wrong place. They sometimes don't get delivered at all, as I was saying earlier. Sometimes they get stolen. I had to nominate, because we're expecting something to be delivered later in the week, I had to nominate a safe place for it to be left if we're not in. Well, there's no safer place to be than in Jesus. He died so that we will be delivered. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 39. God says this to his people: See now that I am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, and there is none that can deliver out of my hands. There's no safer place to be. Jesus was delivered into the hands of men that we may be delivered from sin, that we may be delivered into his hands. Jesus said, I have none who the Father has given me have I lost. He is now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. So that's the end of it, isn't it? That he's going to present us perfect, holy, in his hands before God. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God and Saviour through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion and authority before all time, now and forevermore. And that's how he's the most glorified. It's by rescuing lost sinners from sin and hell and death and presenting them perfect before his Father. Delivered into the hands of men. Delivered that we may be delivered. Delivered that we may be delivered into his hands for eternity. Well, the next time you're waiting for a delivery and you wonder if it's going to come or if it's gone to the wrong place or whatever, remember that he was delivered that we might be delivered and that we will be delivered. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a Lutheran pastor and theologian in Nazi Germany and died in a concentration camp in 1945. He said this: Christians are people who no longer seek their salvation, their deliverance and their justification in themselves, but in Jesus Christ alone. Christians are people who no longer seek their salvation, their deliverance, their justification in themselves, but in Jesus Christ alone. Just finish with a few words from my friend Mr. Calvin. He says here, here there is a need of no ordinary patience, lest worn out with fatigue, we either turn backwards or abandon our post. Wherefore all this has hitherto been said of our salvation calls upon us to raise our minds towards heaven, that as Peter exhorts, though we now not see Christ, yet believing we may rejoice with unspeakable and full of glory, with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls.